Hi, I'm Spicy Dicey.
And I'm Chantal Renee.
And we love sex and horror.
These are topics we love to write about as published authors.
I love all things spicy and dicey.
And I'm a big fan of sex and the sinister.
Thanks for joining us for some dark, twisted, sexy, uncensored fun as we discuss
sex and horror.
Hello.
Hey, Chantal.
I'm here.
You know, I was looking and I just now realized we have not had an episode since the middle of October.
Good Lord. I thought it had been a little while.
Yeah, I don't even know what happened to November and December.
You know, I don't either because it was insane. I know that I was even in like intending to do the blog and I think I got like 3 done. I was like, yeah, I'm doing it. And then I was like, wait, what was I supposed to be doing?
Yeah, and we didn't put out another newsletter for this year.
Oh, jeez. Nope, so. I forgot about that too. You know, it's hell being old.
I think we just have a lot going on. I know I do. I'm like, coming and going most days. I do set like a to-do list for myself, and I get stuff that has to be done. And so other things that I guess like the podcast just end up going down to the bottom of the list. Like, oh, I'll come back to that.
So I don't, you know, we need some advice out there in the world. Well, how do you organize your life and actually get everything done? You know, the crazy thing is I feel like, I'm sure you're the same way. I feel like I do 1,000 things every single day. I do so damn much. And then I'm like, how am I forgetting stuff? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. And after this, like, I got 2 more things I got to get done, like, must be done today before I go to sleep. So, oh, well. So, everything's going great with you then?
Yeah, everything's good. Ready to start 2023. How about you?
Yeah, I am. I'm looking forward to 2023. I think I was really excited about 2022 coming in. I didn't realize all the different things that I was going to go through this year. It has been quite the whirlwind. I have not been on social media consistently or a lot, you know, just in spurts. I have been very busy with a lot of things, but I haven't shared it publicly, you know, like I've kept a lot of my life kind of close to my chin this time. I haven't shared a bunch of things, but a lot of stuff is about to happen in 2023. So I'm looking forward. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, same. I'm actually going to be doing less. So I'm withdrawing from the event world as far as smaller markets and things like that I do my oddities and that I do my artwork for. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to concentrate more on books, more on the podcast, and more on my role in the in the author world and the horror world. Actually, I'm getting deeper into doing horror now.
Yeah, very good. So this is our final episode of 2022, and we had started out in early seasons having like a fan favorite listener come on and kind of share their favorite episode, and we didn't even plan to do that this time. So I haven't even reached out to anybody. I know you haven't. So it's just going to be the two of us kind of recapping and doing some reviews. And Spotify gave us a wrap on what our most listened to episodes and all that. Of course, they're always the more sexual ones.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah. The stuff whenever we have like a porn star guest or someone in the sex industry, or we're talking about sex, we usually, our views and listens go through the roof then. But the horror is a very solid part of our brand as well. You know, we do have a mixture. And so when we talk about horror, because we absolutely enjoy it. Like, this is not a gimmick. This is something that we enjoy talking about and immersing ourselves in. So
exactly.
Are we going to jump right into reviews or what?
I mean, we could totally do that. If you want to do like I definitely did. I mean, we could do some fun off the cuff, like what was our favorite type things for the year as well. I mean, where do you feel like going with it?
Yeah, that's fine. Like, yeah, we can do that. Okay. I just realized we hadn't even gone over that either. You remember when we used to have a very scripted, okay, we're going to do this within this and then this and then this. Mm-hmm. I think we were probably doing a lot better. We were following a formula, but still kind of, it was like guidelines. Like, it wasn't hard and strict, but it was still more productive, I think.
Yeah, we can probably get back to something similar. I know that you've got a lot going on in your world, and I've been writing a lot. So we are definitely doing things, guys. So please, please, please bear with us. We are 100% flakes, but we're fucking entertaining.
Flakes, that's a good word, yeah.
We are biscuits up in this mother. Flaky.
Let's see. Okay, so what is the most let's do like questions back and forth then. So what is the best thing that happened to you this year?
Let's see, the best thing that happened to me this year, good Lord. I honestly have to say my highlight of this year was the Houston Horror Film Fest in August. I think that rejuvenated us as individuals, as a podcast, although
we fell off after that.
We did fall off after that, but we worked our ass off at that event. We were really everywhere. We were social butterflies. We were bringing out the fun, having a great time, meeting people. It was really such a good time. And I said, it really did make me go, you know what? This is a great community and I want to be a part of this more. So yeah. That was like, I mean, after that, I was on fire writing. I think until September came and I got sick, I wrote literally like 30,000 words in 3 weeks. It was crazy.
Good for you.
Yeah. So that was wonderful for me. Doing that was definitely amazing and did make a big difference for me. Mm-hmm. How about you? What was your best for this year?
Well, that was clearly the best event. It might have been my only event. I can't think of anything else that I did. event-wise, I didn't register for anything else. I don't think we tried to get the podcast anywhere else. It was like Houston Horror Film Festival is where we put our energy mm-hmm. this year. And it was great. I know you went to the pop-up market. Well, I went, but you were a part of like the the vendors there at the pop-up market that happened in
a couple of them. That's right.
Oh yeah, okay. So I didn't do that, but I did enjoy going to it. So Houston Horror Film Festival was the place to be this year. I really enjoyed it. I didn't go, I don't even think I went to any concerts or anything. Like, I kept my schedule just free and open this year. Just expecting, you know, things to happen, and I'm so glad I did, because unexpected things happen. I just got the sense that I needed to keep my calendar open, and I did, and it was a good thing that I did. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of doing the same thing for next year. I am registered for the Houston Horror Film Festival for next year under Spicy Dicey Productions.
I will be there also with Jay Mazur. We are gonna have a killer booth. That's gonna be amazing.
Anyway. Okay, awesome. So that's the only event that I am registered for under my author persona. I am going to be doing a docu-series, a reality TV competition thing. That's coming up. Yeah. So
Is that in February, right?
Yeah, we're going to be filming in February. I'm still not wanting to talk a whole heck of a lot about it publicly, but it's not like we got millions of listeners yet, so.
Except for this episode, because you said penis and pussy, so everybody's going to tune in.
Is that what you want to name it, penis and pussy?
Oh my God, no. That's hilarious, all right?
That would be so disappointing when they tune in like, no, this is not what we expected. You were supposed to deliver some peen and poutine. But anyway.
I can talk about people who are giant dicks and vaginas. Like, I don't mind saying, let's do that.
But I digress. What I was going to say, the biggest thing that happened to me this year was I got a tummy tuck. I had an abdominoplasty surgery. Oh, no, no, no.
It wasn't just that you got that. You got that mother for free.
Yeah, I did. But you know what? Let me just insert here how that has just kind of changed my whole perspective, my whole outlook on life. Yes. And I say change, but really the change came beforehand, which is how I feel like I attracted this blessing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because I was already starting to have this paradigm shift. You know, I've been talking about that a while, and I've just opened myself up to so many different possibilities.
And well, that's another thing. Like this year, what your biggest spiritual breakthroughs have really been amazing.
Yes, I had a spiritual awakening, which is why I said it was up and down though, because it's been rocky. Anybody that has gone through this, you know that there is a lot of valleys. But the coming out on the other side is just so wonderful. And so many things have already opened up for 2023. And I'm kind of just going with the flow, playing it by ear. And by going with the flow, I mean, I'm taking inspired action. So I'm doing things, but I'm letting them come to me. Like I'm doing things that are already aligned with my vision and my dreams. And I'm following, mm-hmm. I'm putting the action into it that way. So yeah, that was the biggest thing that happened. And I haven't posted about that much either, although I think I will, just in case people have questions about it. And I do talk about my doctor a lot. He's so hot. Mm-hmm. My plastic surgeon is so hot. Well, see, here's nice. The thing. Okay, here's some sexy for you then. I have not been completely naked in front of any other man in 18 years outside of my husband. Until I had to stand naked in front of this plastic surgeon
for him to ink
me up and all that. And it's like, ah, he would happen to be a hot ass man for me, you know. Well, and it's
you know why he was hot? Because he's a plastic surgeon. He's making sure he's hot. He had to tuck a little extra this and that in his face, but he got it.
Girl, I know he keeps some business, because when I was telling some friends about him, I always pull out his car so they can see. I was like, oh, and friends are like, oh, I'm making an appointment with his office.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it's obviously it was a professional relationship, but the thoughts that I had. I mean, if I got to stand naked in front of him, you know, like, why not?
Sure. Yeah. He can't read minds. And if he could, then even better.
Yeah. Okay. So what's your question?
What question?
I said, what was your best thing that happened to you this year? So what's your question? You know, so that my question was, what is the best thing that happened to you this year? Okay. So do you have a question?
I asked it back to you.
Oh, come on. What's something original? Something that
okay,
we have.
Okay, sure.
Okay. No, well, yeah, okay. And then we'll get into the reviews, but ask a question, one of your own.
So what was the creepiest thing that happened to you this year? I might know.
Creepiest. You said you might know?
Mm-hmm.
Creepy. Now, my idea of creepy and your idea of creepy might be two different things. And you better not get me to say anything on this air while we're talking either. I know you're not talking about that. You are not talking about that. Oh, okay. No. You're talking about Lavaca Jail.
That's right.
Okay.
Creepiest, not creeper.
I am not gonna put my real business out here on this.
I know better.
Yeah,
you train me well.
Yeah, that's what's funny. People only know what you want them to know, and so whatever they think it's only what I'm willing to share. What really goes on in my life is what people really want to know, and you'll never know that. I ain't telling. But anyway, the part that I'm willing to share. Lavaca County Jail. Yeah, okay, that was a good event. Yes. About that. Yeah.
When Miss Thane was up in that flashy room by herself and that weirdo guy was like hemming and hawing over her. I decided, when I say weirdo guy, I'm talking about the ghost dead dude.
Yeah. Chantel, okay, listen, Chantel is always trying to get me to go to creepy shit, okay? Always going to some old creepy stuff where there's ghosts and all that. And this year...
I mean, look it, if you got me, if you wanted me to go with you to like an S&M thing, I'd do it for you.
This year, I just kind of said, you know what? Why not? Sure, let's go. So we took a trip down to Lavaca County Jail with Jessica Rainey. She's been on the podcast a few times. And I believe we even recorded some footage that we had in an episode. But I
went, Katrina and Cooper was there,
Yes, Katrina Cooper, the spiritual medium. I went and I sat in a jail and I was recording the whole time. And I got some weird stuff on my phone. That was just weird. Just weird, 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 weird. I don't know any other way to explain it.
Yep.
Was I freaked out? No, I wasn't freaked out. Like, people are always like, you were scared? What? No, I wasn't. And again, that's just kind of where I am mentally now.
Let me tell you.
Why
if
not?
If you were scared, we wouldn't have been there that long that night. You would have been like, we're leaving.
Yeah, we were there a while.
A long time. Yeah.
And then we even got the spirit box out. Now, for those of you who listen to a lot of our episodes, you can go back to some of the ones from, I think, maybe season 2, where we had some ghost hunters on and paranormal investigators. And they talked about the spirit box. And I had a lot of questions about the spirit box. Well, this time I had a chance to actually use one. And we did record some responses, I guess is the way to say it. Yeah, it was fun. You know, my laptop Zoom has not worked right since.
Ooh, weird.
I cannot get it to work. I have uninstalled, reinstalled my camera, the Zoom. I have shut my laptop down over and over again, restart. I mean, it's just not, it'll be on fine. And then it'll start getting that flashing thing the same way my phone did when I was in that jail. And it'll go off. My whole camera will go off.
Oh, I wonder it's if been, your friend came back with you.
I don't know, but it's been the same way. Like, I had a hearing the very next day after we left. Let me see. Wait a minute. That was Saturday. So I had a hearing that Monday. And it has not worked. It didn't work right then. I was on. The camera was on. Everything looked fine. And then right when we got ready to have it, I had to jump to my phone. It's been working fine on my phone. But not my laptop, which is weird.
That is so weird. Interesting.
Yeah. So what about you? What's the creepiest thing that happened to you this year?
Let me see. I'm like, well, I definitely, it kind of, you know what? It goes back to our time at the event because I definitely had some strange people that I talked to during and after that I was like, no, this is a little bit too much for me. So that I got creeped out by some of the people I met there, which was like, I will say, my own doing versus like it was out of the blue, because I was really kind of like, ooh, it looks like I really want to get in this community. And you know, when you're a female and you want to get in a community, it's not like, oh, I'm going to make friends, I'm going to have all these great new friends. You know, the 9 times out of 10, if it's a guy and he's older, he's like, okay, I need a place to put my penis. Are you interested? And you're like,
girl, every industry, what? Every industry.
Well, especially at the Houston Horror Film Festival. Now this year, since Billy Zane's going to be there, you know, I'm just saying what happens at the Houston Horror Film Festival.
You got plans for Billy?
Saying and I can't say it on the air, but I know another really big guest that's going to come announced. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
And holy shit, I'm just, anybody who is hearing our podcast, if you've made it this far, buy your fucking tickets for August, because it is going to sell out.
Nice. See, I am a Billy Zane fan ever since Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him for sure.
Oh my gosh, yes. Like, and I mean, we're going to have some great, great guests. Like, we have people coming that are Frightmare level, if not bigger. Like, we have big celebrities coming in. I'm, you know, things happen between now and August. Sometimes our guests will cancel or have to come a different time. What's his name who plays Liz Taylor? Who in the hotel? American Horror Story franchise. He's been in many different things.
Yeah,
he was also in.
I know him from True Blood.
True Blood. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah,
I cannot remember his name. I hate that I'm so bad with names, but. He is fantastic. Oh, I love him. Mm-hmm. This is the year that we chose not to be media, and I'm kind of kicking myself now.
Oh, really?
Because I'm like, oh my God, we would have had a perfect end to chat these people up. But that's okay.
We still going to chat them up. What you talking about?
This is true. This is true.
We're going to always chat up folks when I'm at these events. I'll walk right on up.
Right? Well, one thing's for sure. Jay is like hellbent. Jay Mazur, who's been on our podcast a few times, and she's also not a few times, a couple times. She's also my partner for the booth that we're gonna do. I'm hoping we can be put close together. I don't know. We can probably work that out. But anyway, she is trying to get an in with Cherry Curry already because she's been like. Talking about her and how excited she is. And Cherry Curry has actually hearted a lot of the stuff that she's saying. Mm-hmm. So who knows? We may be hanging out with a really cool, you know, rock star from the 80s. And that would be fantastic because that's nice. My decade.
Nice. You know, it's always these things, these events are always just fun anyway, because we all have like similar interests. So I always like to be around people that like the same kind of odd things that I do. That's mm-hmm. always fun that we start there. Like we already have common interests and then we can see what else we have in common. So it's always a good time to just chill and hang out with people in the community, in this particular community, I mean.
And who knows, maybe you and I, since we're roomies, we can have a room party. We'll see.
It went out on my end. What'd you say?
I just said special invite only.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. Like, we're old bitches.
I know. I was about to say, don't we say we're going to do something like that every year and instead we go in the room, you go to sleep, and I end up binge watching something. That's what happened the first year. And then the next year, you stayed up and I was in there fast asleep. Crazy.
Well, this year already, before the year's even started, I started drinking coffee and taking more vitamins, so I will have more energy.
okay.
But coming towards August, I'll have to just start doing the late night stuff because I always get up early, girl. I'm in bed by 11 and I'm awake by 6. Today I woke up at 5. I'm like, what? Why is this happening?
Yeah, I'm actually tonight. I'm doing this. I got the sleep machine for the sleep apnea test. I've been putting it off. Like the first time a doctor told me a few years ago about it, I was like, yeah, whatever. I don't have no sleep apnea. And then apparently my snoring, I didn't snore at all. And then like over the last few years, I've started snoring and it's getting worse and worse apparently. Everybody, you know, my kids and everybody kind of laugh at me for snoring. And so, you know, especially with not being able to sleep, I'm up and down all night. So finally, I had a new doctor that told me that I needed to get tested for this. So I was like, all right, fine. Because apparently, you know, that's why. And I don't know if you've heard if your doctor has recommended it for you, too. But it could be a reason why we're so tired during the day. So yeah, so anyway, we'll find out. I'm doing the test tonight and taking the equipment back tomorrow, so we'll see what happens.
Heard in the room while you're asleep and see there.
That's creepy.
I'm just saying your laptop's still acting up. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay, I have another question.
Okay.
And then my brain stopped working, so I forgot it. Oh, yeah. What was your favorite holiday gift from Halloween to... Did you get anything that you love besides your new body?
New gift. Let me see. I'm trying to think, because I buy stuff all year long. Like, you know, I don't usually wait till a holiday. I just, and I'm shopping all day, every day online. Even if I'm not shipping it to myself right then, I'm adding to my cart, adding to the cart. So, let's see. A new wig.
There you go, girl.
A new wig. Yes,
I love when that's her new look.
Yeah, when I get a new wig that fits the way I see myself on the inside, you know, whatever vibe I'm going for, when I get a wig that brings that out, I'm happy.
There you go. That's good. That's a good one.
What about you?
My husband actually just got me a new guitar. It's actually called a Resonator.
Oh, congrats.
Yes, I love it. So, you know, you guys know, that was my cat, sorry. You guys know that I have been playing ukulele this past year, and I actually kind of stopped playing for a little while. Mm-hmm. And my husband was like, he's been telling me for a while now, kind of teaching me guitar as he's learning. And I'm kind of like, okay, whatever. Well, I don't know what happened. He taught me some piano and like helped me understand how the notes work on the piano and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden he's like, so you want to play guitar again? And I'm like, I don't know. Cause I have like really short stubby fingers. So we went to the guitar shop and he's like, I was like, oh wow, that's a cool guitar. He's like, that's a Resonator. I don't have one. I'm like, oh, why don't you get it? And he's like, I'd get it if you wanted to learn how to play it. And I was like, okay. And then we came back and all of a sudden I could play. Like, that's how my mind works. You know, I think I trip myself up anytime I learn anything new. You know, whatever it is, I start learning it and then I'm like, I don't know what's happening. My brain isn't functioning right. I can't absorb it. I'm just going to walk away. And then all of a sudden it settles and I can do it.
So who's going to play the drums if you're playing the guitar?
Well, that's just it. So right now we're doing musician tryout. We're trying to find some people who want to play some music. And the thing that we want to do, because, you know, we're all older ladies and all me and Jay, she's younger than me by at least 7, 8, 9 years. And I'm, you know, an old woman, but I've been playing drums for a long time and bass. I knew how to play. I didn't know what the heck a chord was or anything like that or notes until this year. And then I've been playing the ukulele. So I think what we want to do is we want to switch. We want people to be comfortable switching and playing different instruments and just having a great time. I think that's, you know, when my husband asked me years ago, you know, what I missed the most if I could buy anything. And I was like, I loved playing music and playing drums was awesome. And so he's like, okay. And now we got like, I mean, girl, I could do an entire band. I have so many instruments now.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, it's amazing. I do need more speakers, but other than that, we got plenty of instruments to play. So I'm like, you know, it would be just a lot of fun to get back into music. And that's what I've been doing. And like Jay Mazur, she used to teach music. She does classical, what do you call it? Like string instruments. And so she started playing bass and now she played ukulele and now she's playing guitar too. And so the thing she does, she's not comfortable trying drums. And drums is fun and I love playing drums, but I think I'm going to give myself a little time to get myself back on the health track. Because that's like something I need to do and focus on because I'm not getting any younger. And so I just want to feel healthier. So I just don't have the energy to really do the drums properly. So I got to get back to that. Plus, when I start really playing again, I have to be careful because I did injure my leg doing that the first, like when I first started the band last year with the girls. I did injure my leg. And so you remember that movie with M. Night Shyamalan where the guy had the big strong arm, little puny arm? That's how my legs looked because one of my legs was like drumming all the time and the other one had been injured and I couldn't move it very much. So and to be honest, they kind of still have that feel. It's not as bad as it was, but yeah, it was hilarious. I was like, okay, I look crazy. Like
All right. Well, congrats on the new guitar, and I look forward to whatever music you guys come up with.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a good time. I'm excited.
Okay, nice. Very good.
Well, do we have any more questions, or should we move on to some of our reviews?
Yeah, we can move on to the reviews. We've been talking about 30 minutes now, so.
People are like, shut the fuck up, bitches.
If you're still listening, thanks for hanging in there. Hope you enjoyed the answers to our questions. If you have something interesting you'd like to answer, shoot us a message on Facebook, in our Facebook group. Hopefully you've joined that by now. Or
on our Instagram or Twitter.
Yeah, or a voicemail. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this we can have a voicemail here on the podcast. So what? Okay, you are really going to be disappointed in me, but hear me out. I have not watched Violent Night yet. Oh. But listen, okay, the reason I haven't is something I can't say on the air.
Okay.
But I'm going to. I just have to wait.
Okay. Well, I will tell people it is.
You can go ahead and talk freely about it. I'm going to step away for a second so you can. So this will be like me closing my ears so that I don't get spoiled.
I'm not going to do any spoilers. I am just going to tell people that it is a fun show. Don't go in there expecting something extremely serious. I was laughing. I was rolling laughing in the theater because there were some really funny parts during the violence that I thought were funny. I'm kind of, every time I see like uber violence that is like ridiculous, it makes me laugh. So, you know, if you're ever with me and we like are in a shootout and I start laughing, you'll be like, this girl's fucked up. What's wrong with her?
Girl, I'm the same way. Matter of fact, we were just talking and people thought I was weird because I'm laughing about the Terrifier 2.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm rolling because of what Art is doing. And they're like, that is not funny. That's horrible. But I'm like, it's hilarious. He's a clown and he's deliberately, but you know what? And I didn't mean to turn the conversation to Terrifier, but this is interesting. My brother said, it sounds like, because he didn't, not my brother, godly, my son. And my son, he hasn't seen it, but just me describing it, because I took my daughter to see it and she's like, you're crazy. I don't understand what's so funny about this. But my son says it sounds like Jim Carrey in a horror movie. And I cannot unhear that. I cannot unthink it.
Interesting.
And I've thought about it and I was like, oh my God, it is. It is Jim Carrey in a horror film. It is the same exaggerations and it's funny, but it's in a horror way. In fact, there's a scene where he's just going on and on and on. And you just know this person's going to be dead, but they're not dead. Like they just continue to live and he keeps coming back with different things, different ways of torturing them. And I remember that scene in Me, Myself and Irene, where there's the cow who they keep doing all kinds of stuff to get the cow to die and the cow just won't die. And I was like, oh my God, it's the same concept. It's the same exact thing. Now, I didn't mean to hijack your review.
No, but you know what? Let me tell you. You might have stumbled onto how they're making this character so lovable. So many people love that stupid clown.
Girl, did I tell you? My son is a genius, though. He really is. And sometimes he says stuff that's just so brilliant. I'm like, oh my God. Like, there's so many different... Our conversations go real, real funny. But, okay, he's 12. And I can't wait to see what he's like when he's like 21 or 32 or something, because his brain is just kind of just interesting. But yeah, and that is exactly what Art is like.
Well, you know, I mean, I get it. This is actually one of the only instances where I think you and I differ on the subject, because usually you are all about the sex and I'm all about the horror. In this case, I prefer to see the clowns and porn over, you know, horror. I'm a weirdo like that.
Okay, gotcha.
I tried and tried to get my husband to buy a clown mask this year and he wouldn't do it.
It could go either way for me. Yeah, either way.
I'm like, come on, get a red nose, maybe that. No.
No. You know, but art is disgusting, though. So I would not ever. He's disgusting.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I would prefer to see the clown in the role of the porn versus in the role of a murderer.
Yeah, I got you.
Which I'm usually the opposite. I'm usually like, yeah, horror, yeah, blood and guts, like I am with Violent Night. Yeah. But with the clowns, you know, I might be a chuckle fucker. I'm just saying.
So Violent Night is worth to see then.
Yes. And I mean, I cannot express enough Hopper. Hopper.
From Stranger Things.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He is just hot. He has dad bod in this movie. I will tell everybody that there's no fake abs. but he has these strong, strong arms. Mm-hmm. And then they do a flashback because they're doing this particular Santa. They're basing it on the Viking legend of where Santa came from. So, yeah, he's just like, ooh, I didn't expect it to go that way in this movie. I'm a little hot now. Huh? But, yeah, he was looking good.
Now, but, is this Harper from season 3 or season 1? Because, you know, he came back a little different this last time. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. Yeah, no. He would definitely be season 4 Harper. But even, like with shots of more testosterone, he was hot.
Interesting.
I was like, what? Okay. Yeah, he was definitely doing a great job. It was like Home Alone, Black Christmas, and like, you know, any Santa Claus movie you've ever seen, all wrapped up in one. It was great. It was just so much fun. It is my official new Christmas movie. I have to see it every Christmas. I'm like, the season isn't even started until I've watched Violent Night. It's just the way it is.
All right, that's good to know. I hate that I missed the Houston Horror Film Festival had a screening, an advanced screening of it. I hate that I missed that.
Yeah, me too. Would have been fun to see with those peeps. They're great.
Yeah, I did get on for Megan. I think, is that Megan the doll?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I think that's coming up like next week.
You know,
I did get one for that.
I just have zero interest.
Yeah. I wouldn't, like, I did not care one way or another about this movie, but once I saw they were doing this screening, I was like, well, if I'm going to watch it, I want to watch it with this crew.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, I get that. Well, I'm super stoked about, I'm going to definitely, I need to stay more on top of their stuff, because I have not yet gotten to see a movie with the group, and I would love to. I just haven't done it yet. My life is always so busy. Sometimes I look at my phone, I'm like, what the hell is that? I missed all these texts. I didn't even hear my phone go off. Like, it's crazy. Like, my life is crazy.
Okay.
That's good, though, I suppose.
Well, thank you for letting me know about Violent Night when I do see it, because I am planning to see it. And probably, maybe even next week or so, but I'm probably
going to buy it. It's for sale now. But I was I was going to tell you, I did see The Invitation on Netflix. It's on Netflix right now.
I saw that. Yeah.
I will agree with you. It was okay.
Okay.
I don't know why. I wanted to love it. Now, I will tell you this. Little Miss Cutie Pie that played the main character. I can't remember her name.
Natalie Emanuel. Yeah.
Yes. Adorable. I loved her look. She was great. Mm-hmm. She inspired me. I got my septum pierced.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was like, I really love it. I really love it. And I have so many friends with septums pierced. And to be honest, I just don't even think about it because it's part of their face, you know? And then I don't know. It was something about that I was like,
standing really on her.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. And I decided to get it. And so now I'm suffering through having a septum pierced.
So it hurts really bad.
No, that's just it. What hurts is when you roll over in the middle of the night and you hit yourself in the face with your hand and you don't mean to, and you are suffering all day from the pain of hitting your brand new piercing in the middle of the night. That sucked.
Yeah. Well, I used to have my navel pierced for like 11 years, and then I had to take it out when I was, I think it went to maybe 7 months pregnant with my daughter, and then I got it out. Yeah. I am going to get that. Since I have a new navel now, I am going to get this one pierced.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well,
I know that piercings are hard. Mm-hmm. I never thought I'd do it again, and I just wanted to do it, and I did it.
Okay.
But I will say the movie was interesting. I don't know. I still can't put my finger on why it wasn't fantastic.
Yeah, because it there was nothing stood out about it. Like, well, I remember when I was talking about it, what stood out to me about it is how beautiful the leads were. The man is gorgeous. She yes. is gorgeous. Yes. I don't even know the dude's name, but I know he's on the new Gossip Girl on HBO Max. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to have to tune back into that show just so I can see more of him. But yeah. they were just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful watching them. But the story itself, it added nothing to the vampire genre. It's like absolutely nothing new about it.
There was that could no be scene. What it is. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I enjoyed it. You know, like it was cool. It's just not, you know, not great, not bad. Just okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And they could have even done even better with some of the scenery. So it was in some ways a little disappointing, but overall I thought it was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I watched it twice, but that's because I watched it a second time with my friend Jace. And so now that it's on Netflix, I might watch it again. But, you know,
yeah.
I have ulterior motives just to see how I get inspired by particular people that I see on screen. And so he was giving me, you were inspired by Natalie, but inspired by him, like for character purposes. What I watched, Alice in Borderlands.
I was thinking of that one. How did you like it? I haven't seen it.
I love Alice in Borderland. I watched Alice in Borderland because it was one of those recommended to me after Squid Game last year. Like,
okay. Well, so have you been telling me to watch this?
Yeah, probably. That's Alice probably in Borderland is a Japanese manga-based show, and it's better than Squid Games. But you know how 50 Shades of Grey was not great, but what it did was make people want to read more in the BDSM type mm-hmm. literary genre. So there was a lot of people who've been writing in that genre who do it so much better. They've been writing it. It goes back to like years and years, the 70s, 60s. So a lot more of those books and those authors got more visibility because of 50 Shades. So I respect the 50 Shades in that regard. Same thing to me for Squid Game. Like, it's good, but Alice in Borderland is so much better. So I'm thankful to that Squid Game led me to Alice in Borderland. And so I watched it last year, and I've been waiting for season two ever since. Just like Sweet Home, just like All of Us Are Dead, or None of Us Are Alive, whichever that show. That
yes.
one. So yeah, I'm really heavy on these K-pop or Asian, I'm not quite sure what you call it. I'm very big on these shows because the writing is just superior. I do not know what is going to happen next. All these things are just so unpredictable, and that's what between the character development and the unpredictableness of it, I am in love. I just love it so much.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But
well, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna watch it next.
That's okay. Great. We can see. Well, yeah, I see what you think. But also, I watched Kindred. Uh-huh. And do you know what Kindred is?
I heard of it. I haven't seen it.
Okay. The deal with Kindred, I watched it, the whole show. I watched it. Now, Kindred, this is a horror film. I'm sorry, a horror show, but it's based on Octavia Butler's work. Her Kindred book. Yes, her Kindred series. And, you know, Octavia Butler, she's been dead for many years now, but people, she's like one of the most renowned Black women horror writers. And so it was just great to finally see her work on screen. It's on Hulu. If you can suffer, you got to suffer through the ads.
That's fine. Yeah.
But I was willing to do that because I want them to know, hey, I'm watching. I want more of this content.
Hmm.
So, yeah, it put me in the mind of Outlander, although I'm pretty sure Octavia Butler did it first. going, it's a black woman going back in time during the time of slavery. Okay, you got to deal with that slavery stuff. I don't like that part, you know, the that's more of the trauma porn for black people. I don't like that aspect of it, but I do love that there the horror connection, you know, it's the supernatural element, I guess, is what I mean, where it's going back in time, like old girl, like Katrina does on Outlander, and she has these modern ways of doing things during a time where she should not. But it, you know, it's a Kevin is a great character. That's her love interest. He's the one who goes back with her a lot, and it's just interesting to watch. I can't say that it's been my favorite show. I loved Alice in Borderland more. I even loved Emily in Paris more. I got into that. I got into Emily in Paris. I enjoyed that more. But I'm just saying, I was very, very happy to see Octavia Butler's work adapted for TV.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, for me, I'm going to stick with Netflix because there's so many things, you guys, so many things. But I will say I really enjoyed the Texas Killing Fields. It was a very short documentary. They may come back and do more of the people because there's been so many bodies found there. But it was good. It was eye-opening. And filled in information that I just didn't have for, you know, a long time. And plus, I'm also trying to, every time I think I get it together, it falls apart. But I'm to, like, create a ghost hunt or, like, a ghost walk there. And I'm trying to line all the stars to make that happen. But a lot of fun. And then I say fun. It was horrific stuff that happened, guys. It was, you know, serial killer. And really, they're just not sure if it was the same person, multiple people, if it was a group of people. They're just not sure. I mean, to this day, it is truly just, you know, 100% unsolved. And just some people's lives just got so fucked up because of the grief that the families were going through. And yeah, so there was definitely a lot of sad stuff, of course, because it's about, you know, murders. But it was very, very exciting for me to, because I like learning about things that happen in our area. I do hope somebody does eventually do one on the Candyman, though that is going to be a tough one for the Houstonians, because that was just what, 30, 40 years back? 40, 50 years ago now, but there's still people alive that were related to the boys that got murdered by Dean Correll. So, you know, I'm just obsessed with these things. You know, I don't know if it's because we live here or what, but yeah, definitely an interesting watch. And I would, you know, give it a go if you have time. And then things happen like this morning. So, you know, Netflix likes to give us, you know, oh, watch this. You haven't seen this before. You'll like this. They both storms. Oh my God. Guys, on this continent, we have a super volcano. Did you know that? Not only, there's only 6 super volcanoes on our planet, and this one is the most active one. Now, I say that, but mind you, it hasn't actually fully erupted in 361,000 years. However, it's due. It is due to erupt again. We're only at about 70,000 years. I just don't know. Yeah, it's actually Yellowstone. Yellowstone is a super volcano. And has it erupted at its full strength 3 times in the history of this planet. And that's more than any of the other ones that are on the fucking planet. So yeah, terrific. We live so close to a super volcano that if it erupts, we won't even realize it, girl. We'll just be like here, and then we'll be ash or stone. I mean, it's gonna be worse than
how close are we to Yellowstone,
girl? It doesn't matter, it's a super volcano. We are close enough. I mean, it's 300 miles 400 500 miles away, but to a volcano, that's like 5 minutes.
I've been curious about how we were going to go out collectively, how the earth was going to eat itself. So
That's definitely going to, yeah. It's either that, or I also learned that an F5 tornado has winds of 200 miles an hour. 200! I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. And the majority of the tornadoes that we have, now not here where we live, but up in Tornado Alley, 165 miles an hour, they're the F4s. So the ones we get down here, I think the most powerful I've seen in Houston might have been an F3. But for the most part, they're like ones and twos. And the ones and twos, they do make damage, but they don't stay on the ground long. Any tornado actually doesn't stay on the ground very long, unless they just have a shit ton of ground that it was able to build up on, which is what Tornado Alley is. And also, because of our weather, climate change, Tornado Alley is growing. So it's actually becoming more northeast now, which is fucked up because those people are not prepared for that kind of weather.
Mm.
But yeah, don't watch that show.
all the more reason to live life to the fullest while we still can.
That's right, and enjoy the Houston Horror Film Fest or any film fest or any fest that you want to go to. It's gonna be a great time. I cannot wait. And you know, we have other irons in the fire that the podcast is hopefully going to be working on this year, but we'll see.
Okay.
Hey, while I'm on the phone with you and during the podcast, I don't know. I know you're not very interested in doing any kind of events, but are you thinking of doing the panels?
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, we should talk about it because they sent me an invite, and if they sent you one, maybe we can do one for the podcast, and we can have anybody who's listening come out and sit in the audience and.
Yeah. I forgot to follow up with some of the last emails that I've gotten. You just reminded me. So I guess I need to do that.
Something new on the to-do list for the evening.
Well, you know, I was out of town for the last week or so. And so today, we got back late last night. Today I've had to try to make up for like some of the work that I missed over the past couple of days. So that was so I got to go back to some of the emails that I flagged for follow-up.
Oh, awesome. Well, I hope you do, because then we can maybe plan some stuff together. But you know, I always look for opportunities for anybody, you know, our few people who love to tune into us to come and see us at places when we do things. So that would be fun.
All right. Well, I know we are, it's less than 60 minutes, but I got some other stuff I got to do.
Oh, no worries. Do your thing, girl.
Yeah, we can go ahead on and wrap it up. Thank you all who listened to this episode, but also for all of our listeners through the whole year of 2022 for blessing us with your energy, with your ear, with your support. We thank you so much for listening to us. Sorry we weren't very consistent. We didn't stick week by week by week like we did before, but you understand. We got shit to do, so
Well, I think we should aim for at least 12 podcasts next year, once a month at the very least.
Like not miss a whole month, but like, oh, November just went by. that's a good you know, also we don't really take, like, we don't have seasons, like we usually go through the whole year and that's the full season, so we do push it. We put out a lot of episodes.
We do.
Thank you all for listening and for sharing. Happy New Year, and we'll see you on the other side.
Sounds like a plan.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Sex and Horror.
Make sure you subscribe
and join our Facebook group.
If you'd like to be a guest, let us know.
If you have a topic to suggest, a movie, TV show, book, song to be featured, let us know.
You can follow me at ChantelRenee.com.
And I'm at Dicey Grinner all over social media. You can find me on my website, DiceyGrinnerBooks.com.
See you next week for Sex and Horror.